Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal every single week. So happy to say I've got the one and only Brendan Small with us on the show again. Hello, Brendan.
Oh, Jackie, I love talking to you. Thanks for having me back.
Oh my gosh, I feel like that was like super sarcastic. I don't know if I'm digging that.
No, it's true. You know it's true. Look at me. You can see me. I can't see you, but you can see me. Oh, Jackie.
All right, that was your, that's
Jackie, I love talking. You know I do. Jackie, how long have we known each other? Forever.
100 years. 100 years. And I love the Death Clock Brutal pick of the week makes me laugh hysterically out loud every single week, and I just can't even believe I get to have that on my show. Like, honestly, I laugh and I'm like, thank the Lord for Brendan Small. That's what I say every week.
Well, you know, I gotta say, I don't do it for anybody but you.
Thank you. We are here to celebrate all things Death Clock, and there's so much going on. Obviously, the Metalocalypse Army of Doomstar movie and soundtrack, and the Death Album 4 all out. We've got the Baby Metal tour. I mean, oh my gosh, so much great Death Clock stuff. Brendan, it's been a long journey to get Metalocalypse back in front of metal fans. Did you do anything special to mark the occasion once the new Army of the Doomstar film and the corresponding music was complete? And how do you intend to celebrate now that it's out?
You know, it's been a lot of, you know, we've been working on all this stuff for a long time. So it's been a few years in the making. And geez, you know, this is so crazy to drop a movie online, you know. The main thing that I guess that we're going to be doing to celebrate all of this is to be going on tour with Baby Metal and to be co-headlining across these United States of ours and entertaining people and just getting some face time with the heavy metal community in America, so in North America. So I'm excited just that to me is the way to mark the occasion, because that's the ultimate, that's the best use of me, making voices on stage, playing guitar, having all this animation and all this crazy stuff with one of the best bands in the world, Gene Hoagland, Brian Beller, Neely Brosh joining me, and doing it with the intensely entertaining Baby Metal.
Brendan Small with us. Death Album 4 is out now. Let's check out another track from the record. This is Satellite Bleeding on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie. Brendan Small is my guest on the show this week. We're celebrating the release of Metalocalypse Army of Doomstar, the movie and the soundtrack, Death Album 4, and this Baby Clock tour with Baby Metal and Death Clock. And let's talk about the movie, which was so great. It's so great, and I can't wait for everyone to see it. The end of the world is nigh, and only a song of salvation can save it. You thought writer's block was bad. Brendan, which was the bigger challenge here, given the band and series past, getting the movie or getting the music right for the newest Metalocalypse installment?
That's a good question, Jackie, because it's all the same thing as far as I'm concerned. You know, telling a story and writing music is kind of the same exact part of the brain, really. You know, everything is a guitar to me. You know, if you're going to learn how to play guitar, then I think you can learn how to do anything. You can learn how to direct a movie. You can learn how to act in a movie. You can learn how to write a movie, all that stuff. It's all the same foundational kind of expertise and problem solving that goes into guitar playing. So what I did was, as I was writing the script, I was sculpting out the music at the same time, even the score. So you'll notice there's an Army of the Doomstar soundtrack album, which has a full film score inside of it that I recorded with the Budapest Orchestra, that I recorded with Gene Hoagland, and it's really cool. I'm really excited about it, but that is a really important part of writing the script. So what I do is, at the very beginning, when I get the script finished, I read the entire script and I do my impression of the characters I don't play, and we edit the whole thing together, and I do a score of that while I'm writing the heavy metal and the score at the same time. So it's all happening at the same time, and if a scene isn't working, I go back and I rewrite the music, I rewrite jokes, and I can all do it from my own home studio. It's pretty crazy.
And I have to just going back to the soundtrack for a moment, because I'm watching the movie going, first of all, he made a rock opera. This is a rock opera. And the music in this is like, I haven't wanted to listen to a music score from a movie in a long time. And I feel like that is lost in, you know, obviously there's movie soundtracks, but this is different. Like, I remember back in the day, I used to like listen to movie scores, like from The Crow, even from like E.T. and stuff like that. You know what I mean? But like, I will tell you that the vibe of this movie, you know what it reminded me of? One of my favorite movies of all time, Flash Gordon. I have to. Gotta be some sort of influence for you somewhere, because this is like a metal Flash Gordon that you made.
Well, that's what I thought. I wanted to do like a midnight movie, a very moody, heavy, cool midnight movie that had the elements of Flash Gordon, that had the elements of heavy metal, the movie, that had elements of like Fire and Ice, Ralph Bakshi, a cool animated thing. And I wanted to stretch it visually as far as I could with the Titmouse team that I worked with. I wanted the music to reflect that. So I thought about my favorite film scores. I thought about what John Williams had done, you know, with Star Wars, of course. I thought about Jerry Goldsmith, the music he did from like Alien, or the music he did from Poltergeist. I did think about Flash Gordon. Of course, there's some of my favorite musicians, Queen. I thought about Basil Poledouris, who did the music for Conan. And I thought about Goblin, who did the music for Dario Argento films like Suspiria. I thought about Tangerine Dream, who did music for Michael Mann.
Love Tangerine Dream. So,
cool, moody, drippy synthesizers and all that stuff. So when you listen to the soundtrack by itself, the soundtrack, even though it's not really a rock opera, is telling the story in moods, what the movie is really doing. It's really like... they all work together. So I think the movie, Death Album 4, and the soundtrack album are covering all the bases that I really want to cover. The brutality, the sentimentality, the moodiness, and just the visual aspect altogether.
Brendan Small with us. Metalocalypse, Army of Doomstar, the movie and soundtrack are out now, as well as Death Album 4. And we're getting ready for the Baby Clock Tour, which kicks off next week. Going to take a quick break still to come. This hour, Joss's weekly pick from the pit, music from Suicidal Tendencies, and Sleep Token, and more with Brendan. It's all happening. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Metalocalypse creator Brendan Small on the show with us this week. And Brendan, obviously, since we last talked, you know, you had released the first song from Death Clock that came out from this record was Aortic Desecration. And it was like the first song in nearly a decade. Why was this the right song to reintroduce Death Clock to the world?
Well, this is a really aggressive song, first of all, and I thought that was just a real slap in the face, just a real just kind of like kick through the door and just like smash through the wall like the Kool-Aid guy and just say, we're here, we're back. And Aortic Desecration, I thought like that is an important thematic idea in this movie. And it's also an important part of the movie. This song is more of like is a pissed off tantrum. It's enraged, and it really has an important part, like I said, in the narrative. So this was the right song to start out the whole kind of idea with. And it's just a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more intense than what we've done before. And the record reflects that as well, that we get really intense. It's really like a heavy metal dare. How heavy can Death Clock, how heavy can we make Death Clock? So half the record is divided into fast, furious, get in a fight songs. And the other half is divided into big, expansive, epic, mystical. So you'll get a whole bunch of different sounds on that record.
Coming up, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed, music from Iron Maiden, a new track from Of Mice and Men, and more with my amazing guest, Brendan Small. It's Full Metal Jackie. Brendan Small from Metalocalypse on the show with us, celebrating the new film, Metalocalypse, Army of the Doomstar. And Brendan, it's quite a cast you've got for this movie, with some iconic 70s names involved. Original Saturday Night Live cast member Lorraine Newman, Star Wars' own Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill, and Clockwork Orange, Master of Mayhem, Malcolm McDowell, all have speaking roles this time around. How much has having this platform allowed you to salute some of the stars who entertained you growing up, and what has it been like to make these connections?
First of all, can you believe that I get to like hang out with Lorraine Newman? And by the way, she's in every single episode of Metalocalypse, and she is a genius, and she is a great improviser, and she can do a million different voices. Mark Hamill has been so he's in every single episode of Metalocalypse. This is before he even became Luke Skywalker a second time, and he is the coolest guy in the world. And he is such a great actor. Malcolm McDowell, oh my God. I remember the first time I met him, he threw his arm around me and said, oh, I remember I did a pretty important musical thing one time called Clockwork Orange, where I got to meet Wendy Carlos, and I got to like the score of that movie and Wendy Carlos. And he told me all these great stories about working with Stanley Kubrick like, holy, what the hell? It's amazing. And then we got to work with Werner Herzog, who is just one of my favorite directors of all time. John Hamm is in this movie. King Diamond is in this movie. It's crazy. But I feel like I'm the luckiest guy in the world to be able to meet and work with absolute heroes. The reason I'm here today is because I watched their movies, and the movies are some of the best I've ever seen. Empire Strikes Back is one of the greatest movies of all time. Are you kidding me?
Brendan Small with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. New music from Of Mice and Men for you now. This is War Paint. It's Full Metal Jackie. Brendan Small with us on the show celebrating Metalocalypse, Army of Doomstar, the movie and the soundtrack, and Death Album 4, all out now. And of course, this upcoming Baby Clock 4. And, you know, obviously, not lost on us, Death Clock hitting the road with Baby Metal. Two acts that started off more as an artistic idea with a vision that was eventually brought to life. As someone who has been involved with so many aspects of creating this world surrounding the band, how much are you looking forward to connecting with the creative minds behind Baby Metal that have followed sort of a similar trajectory?
It's so funny. I think about that all the time. And, you know, we haven't met yet, but I'm so excited to meet them and to work with them because, yeah, that is, it's kind of like, I mean, we are collaborative. We can't do anything without the musicians that we work with, but it's really fun to be able to bring an idea to the table and to populate it with people and to see other people doing the same thing. And that's what Baby Metal really is. And so what I think you're going to get out of this show is one of the most entertaining heavy metal nights of your life. It's gonna be like Las Vegas Heavy Metal presents the most entertaining night of your life. And so I think you're just gonna leave the show with a big smile on your face and ask, when can we do that again? That's the reason that I think this is gonna be one of the best co-headlining tours of the year. Baby Metal really knows how to entertain. And Death Clock, we do this wonderful just kind of celebration of the entire Metalocalypse experience, from the TV show to the music, to the comedy. It's all there, and we just hammer you with Gene Hoagland on drums, with Brian Beller on bass, with Billy Brosh on guitar. And we just really are there to just have the most fun we could possibly have.
Brendan Small with us, celebrating Metalocalypse, Army of Doomstar, the movie and soundtrack, and Death Album 4, all being released. And of course, the Baby Clock Tour kicking off in a couple of days. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Judas Priest, Pantera, and more with Brendan. It's Full Metal Jackie. Brendan Small is my guest on the show this week. And Brendan, one of the great things about Death Clock's return is that it means more work for you alongside drum legend Gene Hoagland. What has Gene's continued faith and dedication in bringing Death Clock and Metalocalypse to the masses meant for you?
That is a great question. Gene Hoagland is a legendary drummer. He's earned that legend by being, you know, one of the most intensely gifted technical drummers. But forget about all that. He is a very musical person, and he has great musical taste. And his taste and my taste go far beyond heavy metal. And so we're constantly talking about other things, like from Andrew Lloyd Webber to Queen to like just big dramatic pieces to classical music. We discuss everything when we're working together, and it's a really fun collaboration. And my job is always to kind of bring something to the table and say, Gene, I'm throwing down the gauntlet. Can you beat this with something cooler? And he's always up for the challenge. And we really collaborate on so many different levels. He's got great joke ideas. He's got great musical ideas. And he is the guy you want in your corner when you're on tour. He is one of the most gifted musical individuals I've been lucky enough to meet.
And Brendan, you bowed out of Comic-Con in San Diego this year in solidarity with the writers that are currently on strike. As someone close to that world, what do you wish people understood better about the current strike, and what do you think ultimately needs to be done to make things right?
Well, I think people need to come to the table and meet. And I do think there are big conversations that need to be had about streaming rights, residuals, AI. Very big, you know, it's now's the time to kind of, you know, I'd hate, this is the kind of conversation I think the music industry should have had in the early 2000s when Napster and you know, file sharing were happening. Something that, you know, Lars Ulrich tried to, a conversation he tried to start. But I think it's kind of like nip it in the bud now so that we can move on and be creative together. And I think that's kind of what I think is an important thing to say in solidarity with all people striking.
Up next, new music from Baroness. Plus, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Metalocalypse Army of Doomstar, the movie and soundtrack out now. Also, Death Album 4 out now. More with Brendan Small next. It's Full Metal Jackie, Brendan Small with us celebrating Metalocalypse Army of Doomstar movie and soundtrack and Death Album 4 release, and of course the Baby Clock tour. And Brendan, you've really made a name for yourself combining heavy music with this animated series. Do you see a future project for yourself that doesn't find music and this style of visual presentation intertwined? Like, might you only do music or focus solely on a non-musical visual presentation at some point down the road?
You know, it's really funny you asked this question. I've just gotten finished with 2 years of nonstop production. And it's almost like your parents caught you smoking and they make you smoke the whole pack. So I got to smoke all the guitars. I got to smoke all the voiceover. I got to smoke all the writing, all the directing, all the producing, all the songwriting, all the score writing. You smoke the whole thing. And then at the very end, you're a little bit sick, but you're also addicted. So the answer is yes, I want to do more of this stuff. Visuals and music together, that is one of my favorite things. I think it's my forte. So I'd love to bring this into the live action world. I'd love to do a horror heavy metal movie. I've got a lot of ideas that I'd love to do, but I think I would love to stay in animation forever too. But I think I really, really have a jonesing for doing some live action projects and really integrating music with that.
And if I can just geek out on this movie with you for a moment, because like I said, I just watched it and it was so great. Psychedelic, crazy. Can we talk about Nathan Explosion? Is he not inspired by Peter Steele? Because I'm like in love with him and it just reminds me of Peter Steele.
First of all, I've heard that a couple people say that after this movie, I'm in love with Nathan Explosion. He really exposes himself and is vulnerable in this movie in a way that we haven't let him be. But because this is the big finale, that's what happens. It's funny, Peter Steele, I didn't know his, I mean, I think Typo Negative is great, but it was never really an idea. I think people kind of made that equation later on, but look, everyone loved Peter Steele, and I know, I think we're lucky to have any kind of equivalence to that. Though it wasn't the intention up top. It started with Corpse Grinder, really, with George Corpse Grinder Fisher from Cannibal Corpse. But I also think he's a beautiful romantic as well.
So go check out the Metalocalypse Army of Doomstar movie. Check out the soundtrack. Of course, pick up Death Album 4. See the Baby Clock tour. It will be an experience not to be missed. Brendan, I love everything that you're doing, and I'm so grateful that to have you on the show every single week with the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and I wish you nothing but success, and I'm rooting for you, and I love this movie, and thank you so much for everything.
Oh, thank you, Jackie. I really do appreciate it, and I really... In all genuine sincerity, I really, really am a big fan. So thank you.
Thank you. But stick around because we've got more metal on the way.